What's up? This is Champ, and this is Billy Jux. You feel me? We on a live right now.
Champ and Billy Jux go live, y'all.
Yeah, we going live. In our mind and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So we were just talking about basically
how this world is fucked up and the game is rigged.
Word. How the game is rigged. I want to ask y'all people something. This is what I want to ask y'all. Is it me, or has the energy of Christmas ain't the same as it used to be?
Yeah, like I answer that first. No, that bitch not the same.
It's
but
not the same.
But for me, it might be a different reason why it's not the same, because I learned.
Mm-hmm.
I got more weight. Like once that third eye go to opening, bro, life ain't the same.
Yeah, life ain't the same.
Life ain't the same. So the most down to earth, traditional shit that you loved and that you felt was. That shit can all change in a matter of seconds after that third eye open, bro. When that third eye open, bro, you ain't feeling that shit that they had you hooked on, because you ain't hooked no more. You done jumped off that damn hook.
Yeah. Even people, say people that's not on the, a woke conscious shit that we talk about, even if you look on Instagram when they had the Black Friday shit, you know how the stores... People used to be... Remember how
damn
they used to show
like
us
superheroes.
How people rush into the stores on Black Friday? Remember they used to show that shit on TV? Like, Black Friday, people used to be in stores. That shit didn't happen this year. They didn't advertise that. Like,
but
they,
you know why?
They usually do.
I can tell you, though, the game is different now, though. Internet.
Why the energy is different, too. It's
why
are
you going... You ain't gonna rush to the store, bro, with all these damn internet sales, bro. Temu... Amazon.
Yeah.
That's niggas doing all they shopping on that shit, bro. Niggas doing all they shopping on fucking Temu, Amazon. Niggas going to Walmart for goddamn boxes and stocking fillers.
Yeah, man. Like,
niggas wasn't going to get TVs. You right now. Niggas wasn't on that shit. Yeah. But not a lot. Another thing is where the market at too, bro. Because this shit is priced high as hell, but niggas ain't getting money like that.
Right. That's true.
Like, this shit fucked up right now, bruh.
I mean...
Shit is up, bruh. Food up, gas up. All that shit up, boy. Come on, man.
But it's... I feel like the energy shifted, too. Like, I just feel like...
You're putting too much, bruh. Keep up with it.
I feel like the energy just shifted, my nigga. Instead of it being an individual consciousness that's going on, it's a consciousness that's beyond all melanated people. I feel like even if you're not a conscious person and into what we're talking about, you still feeling different because the consciousness that's awakening over us is not.
It don't matter.
It don't matter if you're conscious or not.
Yeah, the shit we on earth like this.
It's a different time.
You don't want me to start talking. What I'm trying to tell, I'm different.
I'm trying to tell you, I know what you're
we aliens.
About. Yeah, I feel you. I'm not. Like, I feel you.
Like you said, that melanated skin, bro. We aliens.
Yeah.
We are drastically different from any other human being on the earth.
Of course, I know that.
Like, we won't be technical about it, bitch. That's the damn alien. So, yes, like, them aliens, them motherfuckers can talk telepathically.
Yeah.
Their energy and shit like that. All that shit goes telepathic. So, even if you ain't awake, even if you ain't conscious like he's saying, you should pick up on all this information being flooded to you.
Yeah.
Like, you should pick up on the vibes and the rhythm of things.
Yeah.
Like, that shit different, bro. Especially if you in your mid to late 40s.
Yeah.
If you around that age range, bro, you got to see the world change in so many drastic ways.
Yeah.
I think probably different than anybody else, because when I do research books and shit like that, life for motherfuckers in the old days didn't drastically change. Some of them caught tail ends of this and that, but for the most part, life seemed to be the same for goddamn a long time. I don't know, I could be wrong because I wasn't living in that time. Yeah. Where in our days, 5 to 10 year span, shit changing drastically. Yeah, and now we hitting these 2000s, since them 2000s, that bit being quick as hell, it's bro.
About fast, yeah.
That bit being quick, boy. You go do a bid, 10, 15 year bid, but your ass done miss life.
Yeah, that's true.
Nigga, you done miss so much drastic changes, bro.
Yeah.
Like, look at the phones, for example, bro. It's a new one every year, bro.
Yeah,
like, that been not taking long for the whole new one to come out. B, you ain't even got the first one for 3, 4, 5 years.
They got that. They got. Listen, we on the iPhone 15. These people got the iPhone 1000 right now.
Already.
They already have all of this shit.
Tapped in.
They just releasing it to us.
Tap in. And niggas be thinking that shit fake and all that shit.
They giving it to us slow. Like, you will never see, like, certain, like, these billionaires and all these people. You will never see what their everyday life is. You will never see what they doing. They doing shit. Listen, man, you know what we was talking about? Remember, I don't know. See, this should get deep, right? Remember we was talking about the Atlantic Ocean, how we thinking that this world is certain shit on the map. It's certain areas on the map that they're not showing, right?
We never seen a real map.
We never seen a real map, right?
In our lifetime.
So we think when we go to the Atlantic, which is really Atlantis,
man, that's the foolish shit. Let's just say that.
This is promotional
use.
Promotional use only. Yeah.
All right, but for
educational use, not
that too. But for all those reasons, that's the foolish shit, bro. Yeah, like, them niggas be flooding us with no disrespect to nobody who's all into space and astronomy. No disrespect to nobody who's into these things.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that, bro.
It's our perspective.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
But, boy, them boys full of shit, bro. Like, all that, bro, we going to Google right now and search the Earth. That shit all CGI-type pictures and shit.
Right.
It's no real picture of the Earth, nigga. So how y'all can, what y'all talking about, bro?
Yeah.
Y'all never seen it. It's, bro, go ahead and look. Search the hardest place you can search, bro. You gonna, everything you find is something that somebody done drew or created cyberly on the computer, bro.
Right.
Ain't no real shot, nigga, of the Earth.
Right. There's some places that we can't even go. Like, if you try to take a plane to certain places, you're not even allowed there. You understand what I'm saying?
Like, no fly zone.
They got you thinking, is it Alaska?
Alaska, yeah. Antarctica
and all that. This place.
That's the wall. Antarctica is the wall.
Antarctica is supposed to be a wall.
That's the wall.
Bullshit. I feel like there's life.
Yeah.
This planet. I don't know if you guys agree, but if you agree, let me know if y'all agree. I feel like that. I feel like there's life. There's other things beyond that wall that we supposed to be have.
I don't like to say the wrong, give people the wrong knowledge, but you can look this up. This shit is pretty lit online nowadays. But it's a guy who actually did get like 300, maybe even I'm ODing on the mileage. It's a good amount of, I think it was like 2,600 miles.
What?
Outside of the damn wall. Yeah, Antarctica,
I know.
That shit is documented. This nigga got like, I don't remember the exact mileage, but it was a good amount of mileage.
Like, past the wall.
Past the Antarctica, the no-fly zone.
Yeah.
But this, and he documented, and he said it's land and all this shit. It's
check
all
this out.
And not only that, bro, if you look at, this the thing, bro, you gotta check shit before the 1800s. The 1800s when this shit did this flip. That's when they started lying to us, creating all these bullshits.
Yeah.
Right? The 1800s or 1500s. See, I be fucking like, you know, I'm on that good shit. But it's 1800s to 1500. You go check that shit out. It's when the switch happened where all the rich motherfuckers, the people who's the evil motherfuckers, start changing shit.
Right.
The Bible, the school system, the time, how you work, what's the good amount of time to sleep, what's this, what's that. And then eventually people like Kellogg came on. Who was Kellogg? Kellogg's Chris, the cereal, the cereal nigga. That nigga by evil as hell. He created all, he the one who lied to us talking about his breakfast is the most important part of the day. That shit some straight bullshit. Like, bro, you don't do no shit like that. Eat when you get up. You supposed to give your body goddamn chance to goddamn recap, get right, bro. Like, you goddamn get up and eating and shit. You fucking up your, that's why we get fucked up. He created all these bullshit ass breakfasts. Told us, hey, bro, bacon is good as a motherfucker, bro.
Bacon, egg, and cheese.
Eat some eggs. Yeah, that nigga created all kinds of bullshit cereals with all kinds of nonsense in the damn cereal, bro. This shit is so crazy. You go to goddamn Russia, you been to Wawa, right? You know how we got Wawa? They got the regular store, and then you want to get alcohol. It's like a little mini. It's like a little mini store inside the store. You know how they got the little cooler with the free, the refrigerator door open? Bruh, when you go like the other countries, not all, but some countries, bruh, they whole store is our one little section that we got in our stores. They got a little one little health section. You know, we got a little one little healthy section in each Walmart, Target, whatever. They got one little healthy section.
Yeah.
Right? And then the rest of the store just got all kinds of bullshit. You go to them other stores across the country, bro. The whole store got healthy shit, good shit that's good for you. And then they got one little section in the back of the store with a whole nother door and a goddamn security guard in front of that motherfucker.
Yeah.
And that's the whole, that got all the bullshit we love. Pops, pick Cheerios, and all that bullshit, bro.
People, I advise y'all to track, to do, if you can, I'm not gonna say you can't because everybody could. Whatever, you take a vacation and all that, try to take a vacation to want to explore new things. Like, don't, like, it's cool to take a vacation with your boo and y'all want to go turn up and party and all that. Like, we do that shit here. Like, we, every fucking holiday, that's what we program to drink and party and all that. So, when you go to these other places, try to go there to explore the culture, the atmosphere, the temperature, the way they stores is, like Chant was saying, the way they stores is set up, the people,
shit you eat,
like,
oh,
like,
man,
just the shit you eat, like, just try to pay attention, go to other places for that purpose, not just to turn.
It's gonna give you a different perspective on life when you go to these other places.
Yeah, when you travel to,
and you realize,
not to turn up all the time, just do it.
You can do your, have your fun while you're there, but make sure you got them soaking in knowledge, bro. You gotta go on like little retreats and historical journeys and shit like that. Go with people to see stuff or whatever, tours, historical little tours and shit like that. You used to understand like the way this land is structured, the knowledge and the fucked up world we living in here, especially in America.
Yeah,
but they got us going crazy over here in North America. Man, it's ridiculous, bro. Like, the state of mind is ridiculous. And I'm telling you, around, it's either 1500 or 1800, that flip happened when they really start hooking us on all these holidays, all these beliefs. Oh, you, they tell you it's fucking, what they say, we need 8 hours of sleep. They tell you fucking to go to work for 8 hours, bruh.
That's
what they tell you. 24 hours in the day. That's a motherfucking lie. That's one of the bullshit.
Yeah, it's more than 24 hours.
They say it's 24 hours, but it's 12. Like, what's the day part? What's the night part?
Yeah,
how many hours at night? They just totally cut night out.
Yeah, it's just unlimited.
They fuck us up with the whole time thing. They make us think that we need to do this and we do it. And then what happens is, because the body is, what, like, it's a big ass muscle. You know what I'm saying? And you know the term we use in fighting, muscle memory. That's what fighters, a good fighter is somebody who punches and do it so much and learns how to throw a punch, and he do it so much now his muscles remember how to do it. So he can quickly throw that punch better than the average human being because he has muscle memory for that particular thing. So what happens is that from the day we're born, we're trained to make our muscles, and our, which is the mind, is a muscle. You gotta remember that. That's a muscle as well. Like, to goddamn do certain things.
Yeah.
And we get hooked on that bitch so quick where by the time you get wise, you're older, and you can be good, the average person is already too far gone. Because he's too far gone because the people he was raised and around are too far gone.
Yeah.
They didn't have nobody around to talk like we're talking right now. They ain't had nobody around to question what the man said. You know what I'm saying? Because they was like, oh no, I'm going to stick by the book. The book told me to do this, and this is what I got to do, and I'm going to do it.
Right.
You ain't got nobody to go outside that shit. Like, hold on, bro. This goddamn book is kind of funny, bro.
Right.
Like, and a lot of times, some of them motherfuckers caught on to that just from, like you just said, straight feeling. Like, it wasn't nobody to really tell them that that shit was wrong, but they had this feeling because that aura in the sky, that shit that's in the earth, that like it's still that good in the earth to let you know, like, dog, you getting strayed the wrong fucking way, nigga.
You just gotta pay it. You gotta. It's like we antennas, right? So it's like a radio station. It's like a radio station in your car, right? So you gotta recalibrate, right? So you gotta tune whatever your frequency is. Because the world that we live in, from my perspective, is everything's going on. Whatever you perceive is good, bad, whatever. There's a whole bunch of shit going on. But you have to tune whatever you... Because we are energy. This is how we attract. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you tuned into, and when you wake up in the morning and you feel a little bit upset or you feel groggy, that is time to be conscious and aware that you're not in line with a certain energy. You feel me? Whatever energy you, when you feel like you not feeling good or you upset about something, it's time to maybe play some good music. You gotta change that. You gotta get your workout in.
Meditate.
Fuck eating breakfast in the morning and all that. Meditating in the morning, because that time is the most important time. The time when you go on to sleep and the time when you wake up in the morning, to me, is the most important time. So When you wake up, you gotta recalibrate. You gotta tune your radio station to the frequency you wanna attract, because whatever type of time you want, that's what you're
that
gonna
energy,
attract.
Yeah,
you know
that
what
energy
I'm saying?
Will stick with you.
That shit gonna stick to you. So you have this is what I've been practicing.
Man, there's so much bad energy out there too. It's like you gotta come out there with your.
You know what it is? You gotta practice consciously being conscious. You gotta continuously be aware of being conscious.
No, so I get with that, because I first understood that terminology and what that actually means is when I started learning fucking martial arts, like my sensei.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was a real one. And he was on some shit where he was like, I'm not teaching you shit about throwing a strike or defending the strike until I know you understand how to control your mind and use your mind.
Yeah.
And that's the whole key to that. Like, because, like, you know, somebody, the average person, when they fight, they're not in control no more.
Right.
Like, once the fight starts, they're so in irate, scared. They just doing stuff.
Right.
They're not thinking through the situation.
Right.
They're just
reactive, right.
Yes, where somebody who's in control of themselves, they're like, when you see the movies and the shit slow down.
They know.
Hey, if I do this, I got a 70% chance of this happening.
Yeah,
if I do that,
like that movie Lucy.
That's exactly.
Yeah, nigga, gotta watch it.
Exactly like that.
If you haven't seen the movie Lucy,
that's
something
like,
you gotta
watch. That's the exact shit where that. So like I feel like that's so important, and I be telling people all the time, bro, I got a line, I like to say that again, I got a line that bitch say, if you live in life to upon what he or she say, then you haven't lived life still to this day. Because you cannot live life according to right away what somebody taught you, your OG. You gotta take that, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But you still gotta go out and, like I said before, get other perspectives, understand different things, see other things, check out, observe. Even if you don't do them, you gotta at least check them out and observe them other things so you can get to understanding them other things.
Yeah.
But if you never even went that far, how you gonna say you live in life, bro? What? Bruh, if you can do so much in life and you only doing X, Y, Z, forgetting about the rest of the fucking alphabet, bruh.
Yo, but listen to this, though. See, this is why I'm learning consumer law for people out there don't know it. I'm going to start speaking to y'all on that once I get it mastered and get into a good thing. But technically, we not... Once America... Like, America, this is a corporation. This when we started talking about cereal, Kellogg's, and breakfast, I think when America... when this is why America is never in debt. This is my belief and understanding. We're not in debt. If we was in debt, how you get somebody $73 trillion. Anyway, yeah. when America, right?
They all part of the making of the money too.
None of you guys, none of us, and nobody in the world is in debt. It's an illusion. So when America, because there was a time when we used to live off the land. There was a time where this system,
bartering.
Right, this system that we in now is new. It was a time when we used to live off the land. The Constitution is freedom. What's Will Smith movie? Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah.
The pursuit of happiness and freedom is not working to pay bills. That's bullshit.
That's the one of the bullshit is.
This is in the Constitution. We supposed to live here to pursue life, freedom, and happiness. That's why it's called pursuit of happiness. You're supposed to pursue happiness, but...
I'm guaranteeing you what I was telling you in that, whatever, 1800. I guarantee that's the time of what you're talking about.
If they switch.
Yes.
Because check it now.
Yes,
because
bro.
Back then it was barter.
Yes, bro.
You feel me? And yeah. once America got sold and all that, and America is in debt, they don't know how to pay their debt, so they sold the America to... now this is called the United States.
Next time we come on there, I'm gonna have names.
I want to be proud of it. Because the United States is a corporation. I want people to know this.
For sure.
If you Google United States Corporation. The United States Corporation. Google that. This is a corporation. That's why everything is business. Everything you do is through contract. Every time you go to the doctor, you sign a paper. Every time you get a loan, you sign a paper. You're dealing with contractual agreements.
Yeah.
So,
we were sold from the day we was born. As soon as our parents signed that damn birth certificate.
That birth certificate, but what I'm saying
and
is...
And get that social security number, all that. That's our barcode.
We have access to that.
I know we do, yes. I'm just saying, I'm agreeing with what you're saying by saying... We became a product. Soon as we
because of America.
If your parent don't do that,
you can't do shit.
You good. You ain't a part of their system. Once they sign that shit, you become part of their system now.
Right. And you become an LLC.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. That's the thing.
You're a business.
I'm going to tell you now, if you having kids, don't do that shit. Have them jokers at home. Don't sign none of that shit they talking about. Fuck it. Don't ever be part of it. Now, if your kid do go to school, you ain't got to do them shots and all that weirdo shit. Because
yeah.
You are not part of their system. That's the key to it. We became fucked because, like I said before, the people who raised us were so far gone.
Yeah. They was fucked up.
They wasn't getting this information like we're getting now. See, the information gate is open now,
mm-hmm.
more than it ever has been in the time of life, bro. Because you gotta think about it. Back then, bro, just like that book of Eli, you know that movie? That's how it was hard to get certain books.
Yeah.
Certain information, nigga.
That's why reading is important.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. So, like, they wasn't being able to get this information, bro.
Yeah.
Even when we was kids and the libraries was booming, you can get certain books, but it still was clearly not all the books in the motherfucking libraries.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Unless you fucked around and slipped and bumfuck Idaho, whoever knows, with this one dude who's a fucking militant, like, earthist type dude. You know what I'm saying? Who's like, screw the company. He's still keep old ass radios and shit like that, and he got them books. That's how you find these kind of books.
Right.
You're finding these kind of books like that, and this is the good thing about it though. You're having people doing what we're talking about who are traveling, stumbling upon these weird ass bumfuck hole in the wall places in Tibet, Tahiti, like these weird foreign places, you feel me? Oh shit, what the fuck is this? Buying these bitches for little sums. Cause you know what? You know why? The people who own this eyesight of want us to get information, they gonna make sure we get it. So when you run into these little bumfuck places, these books ain't $2 trillion. If it's that much, it's an evil motherfucker who owns it. Cause they don't want you to get that information. You get me? They can pass it around their evil friends though. He can afford it. He just using it as a totem pole. Like, hey, I got this.
Right.
Versus what a nigga who on the good trying to really learn this shit, he in that bitch, dog. You know what? Cause them niggas can't even decipher the motherfucker. You see, in Book of Eli, the nigga finally get the book. He can't read the fucker. He need the blind lady to read the bitch. She realized like, oh bitch, I'm the gold.
Right.
You ain't shit. You got the book, but you can't read it. I'm the only one in the motherfucking world can read it.
Right. It was a brown.
Yeah. That's how the world works in mysterious ways, and that's what I'm saying about when you run into these mysterious places and you find these books. But what happened is they're putting this information online too.
Yeah.
It's constantly getting taken down. But if you're a conscious motherfucker, you on point like that, I believe, me personally, God, whatever you want to call it, is making sure that information hits your time.